We're going to think together a little bit this morning about some words of Jesus that will be familiar, I guess, to many of us, maybe not so familiar to some. So it's always good to think about familiar words, those that are maybe not so familiar. But we're going to read in Luke's Gospel. This is Luke telling the story of Jesus, and it's in chapter 11, and Abigail, Caitlin, and Kayla are going to come out and read for us. Okay. Okay, girls.
Luke chapter 11, 1 to 4. Chapter 11, 1 to 4. Jesus' teaching on prayer. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. Amen.'"
Luke chapter 11, verse 5 to 8. Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. Amen."
Luke chapter 11, verse 9 to 13. "So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Amen.
Okay, thank you, girls. Thank you so much. That's what we're going to be thinking about in a moment. We're going to think about particularly the God that Jesus encouraged us to pray to. Good. Right. So, how many of you, and I'm speaking especially to you and all the boys and girls from Choose Trackers, all the visiting boys, how many of you like to talk? Hands up, those who like to talk. I know you've got to sit very quietly today, but who likes to talk? Yeah, okay. So I don't know how many of you have got one of these. Maybe not that many. I hope maybe not too many of you. But you know what that is? What is that? Mobile phone, that's right. And I've got a mobile phone here, and I thought it would be quite nice to phone somebody. I've got somebody in mind, and would anybody like to come and phone them? Yeah, okay, that'd be great. Out you come, that's great. Do you know how to use this?
Yeah.
Do you know how to dial a number?
Yeah.
If I give you the number, will you dial it? And we'll see who answers. So there's the number, right? Okay. So it's 0797. That's right, 93. Mm-hmm. Is that right? 07973. Let me just check. 07. Oh no, I think we've gone wrong there. Wait a minute. Hang on. We'll get the wrong person. I can't get the wrong number. Wait a minute. 7-3, that's right. And then 6, you get 6, 8, I think, 8, 0, 6, 3-3. Right, try that. Good. Let's put it on speaker, will we? See what happens. You ready to speak? You better get ready to speak. Okay, right. you want to leave a message? You don't? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I really thought they'd be there. I'm sorry. Anybody know who we were calling there? No? Well, maybe I could get the first slide up there and just let's just see if... First slide, no? Oh, right. Yeah, maybe... I think you might get a clue. Maybe. Or maybe not. No? Well, maybe. Oh, here we go. Wait, anybody, any guesses? Any guesses who this was? Any guesses? Oh, somebody just put that off. You were doing well. Are we there? Oh, not that one. Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah. Wow. But no one answered. I mean, what I wonder, what would you have said, maybe? What would you have said if you'd been there? How would you have felt, do you think, if we'd said, hello, this is King Charles?
Confused.
You would have felt confused. Yeah, you probably wouldn't know what to say. That's right. I don't know. Do you think King Charles has a mobile phone? Who do you think's got his number? I mean, now, I have to tell a secret, okay? That really wasn't King Charles's number. I don't have his number. Okay, I think I should make that plain. But who might have his number? Who do you think might have his number, Fraser? His son might have his number. Anybody else you think might? Anybody else? His wife, maybe, Mark? Yeah, wife, yes. Might be, yep. Prime Minister might have his number. I don't know. That's right. He might. Not that many. How many? I wonder how many folk here have met King Charles? One or two? One or two, not many. Is it easy to meet him? Why is it not easy to meet him? I mean, if you were in London this morning, why couldn't we just go and meet him? He probably wouldn't know who you were, Fraser. And even if he did know who you were, it would be tricky, wouldn't it? Because you had to get past these folk who are guarding, aren't you? There's the horses, there's the policemen. Yep, there's the all guarding. You'd never get in, would you? You can't, you just can't get in. You can't just drop in, can you? And even if you got past all those guards, you would have to deal with this guy. Do you know who that is? That's King's personal bodyguard. Never let you past him. No, you'd never let him past him. Do you know? So, kings, you can't get near them. And actually, there are lots of kings in the world. Do you know that? Here's another four. There are 43 kings and queens in the world. Did you know that? There's four. I don't suppose you'll know which countries they are, but that's King of Spain, King of Sweden, Brunei, and Ghana. How many of these kings do you think you could ring up and phone and they would speak to you? Don't think so, would you? And I wonder if those 43, I wonder who's the most important. wonder which one of those kings is the most important? Fraser. Well, it's interesting that you say that. Of all those kings, we can't get 43 on there, but yeah, the Bible tells us that God is the King of Kings. It calls him the King of Kings, not just of one country, but of all countries, of all things. And the amazing thing is, and this is really what Jesus was talking about in that story, was that this God wants people to speak to him. To speak to him. We call that praying. And Jesus was doing that. He prayed. He prayed. And his friends were listening to him pray. And they wanted Jesus to tell them how they were to pray. And it's an amazing fact that this God, who is the King of Kings, not only Jesus says did he want us to speak to him, but he wants us to call him. Do you know what he wants us to call him, the followers of Jesus? Do you know what he wants God to call? He wants to call us to call him, yep. Or was your hand up for a no, it was just there. He wants us to call him Father. Now that's amazing. Jesus said to his friends, they said to him, please teach us how to pray. And he says, I want you to call this great, mighty King of Kings. I want you to call him Father. And you know what Jesus was saying when he did that? Here's another question for you. Does anybody been to America here? To USA? Anybody been? Yeah, Jamie, you have. Anybody else? Well, anybody know anything about America? Does the USA have a king? Does America have a king? Don't think so. Long time ago, they sorted all that. No, they don't. What do they have? Who's the most important person in America? Do you know? Yes. Well, he is, but under him, who's the most important person? They don't even have a prime minister in America. He is, and what he is. Joe Biden, what is Joe Biden? He's not the king. What is he, Fraser? He's not the minister. Ministers are really important, but he's not. No, he's above. He's the president, Mark. He's the president. And presidents in America are really treated a little bit like kings. And the truth is, you can't get near them either. President Mainhouse, he lives in the White House, but you can't get near him because of these people, guards, and, well, do you know the guy in the sunglasses there? He's a Secret Service agent. You just can't get past him. But I wanted to show you this. This is a very famous president. This is John F. Kennedy, one of the most famous presidents in recent times. He was president about 60 years ago. And nobody could just walk in. He's in what they call the Oval Office there. Nobody could walk in there. Nobody at all. But there's a famous picture. And I want to show you this picture. Do you know who that is in the desk there? That's the Oval Office. That's the president, the most important person in the USA. Nobody can get into that office. Well, somebody can. Do you know whose that is? Any guesses? Is it who? It is. That's his son. That's John F. Kennedy Jr. John Jr. And he can get in when nobody else can get in. He can get past all the security guards. He can get in. He's because that president is not just his president, That's his dad. That's his father. And so because he's a child, he can get where no one else can go. And you know, when Jesus said to his followers, I want you to call God Father, do you know what that means? That means any place, any time, you can speak to the King of the universe, because that King is your Father. That's an amazing privilege. But that's what Jesus gave, that privilege, to his followers. Just wanted to think a little bit more about just that speaking to God the Father, what Jesus was saying there, because again, you think, girls, boys, you think we'd got through to King Charles there. Again, we weren't quite sure what we would say to him, probably be a bit tongue-tied. And Jesus, in that prayer, though, speaking to God the Father, he wanted his followers, those who loved him, served him, he wanted them to speak, to say certain things. They wondered, what do we say to God? What should we ask for? What do we say to him as our Father? And Jesus says, well, he says a few things, and we're not going to look at them all, but I want us to think about three things that he says there. If I can get the next slide there. That's fine. Thank you. Okay, three things that he wanted his friends, his followers, to ask for. And I think we can sum the first of them up as just first. He wanted, well, he said them, I want you to pray. When you say pray, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. What was he wanting them to pray? I think he was wanting them to pray, if I can summarize it like this, pray that God would be first. God the Father would be first. I wonder what he meant by that. Well, I thought I might try and illustrate this, and again, I need a wee bit of help with this. I need three folk. Three. It's not that difficult. Well, we'll see. Well, two girls. Yeah, that's fine. We've got a boy. I think I might just take a boy from out here too. We've got a boy willing. Yeah, great. Come on then. Right, okay. So I'll show you, right? This is a little competition, okay? Okay, so you take one of these. You hold it in your teeth. I'll give you the dice, okay? And you've just got to take the dice and you've got to just balance it on there. And then you've got to just roll that one on there. And then you've just got to put another one on there. Oh. Just see how many you can do, okay? Simple. Okay, right, well. Do you one at a time. There's one. Okay. Two. Just remind me of your names.
Caitlin.
Elsie.
Andrew.
Andrew, great. So Caitlin, Elsie, and Andrew. Right. So Caitlin, we'll go with you first. Right. Put it in your mouth. You'll need to get nice and straight there. I'll just hold that. Right. And we can count. Can we count up to 15? Can we do that? Okay. Right. For Caitlin, right? One, two, three. One. Who's counting here? Come on, keep going. Keep going. Oh, you've still got time. Four. Where do we get to? Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Whoa. How many was that? How many did you
four.
Get? Did you get four? Is that right? Okay, well, four, right. So Elsie, right. I'm looking for the 1 to 15. Can you do that? That'd be great. Okay, right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27
said it's okay. Okay, right. So that was, I think you, did you get five? I think you got, maybe got five, did you? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, Andrew, what have you got to beat?
Five.
You've got to beat five. Are you competitive? You are. Okay, okay, right. So we're serious here. Okay, right. Wait a minute. I've got to, hold on. We've got to get these folk to count. Remember that? Right, after, okay. What do we think, Andrew? Three? Yeah. Is it three? Okay. Okay, so that was five, four, five, three. Okay, well, look, I thought we might just have a little presentation here, so I'll get you lined up here. So here we are. So that was, what was it? Remind me, that was four, five, three. Okay, so I thought I brought a really expensive trophy here. And I thought I would just present this. Okay, well, it's been a very tough competition, very tough. And Andrew, well done. Are you girls quite happy about that? Are you? Was there anything wrong about that? What was wrong about that? Well, wait a minute. Who got what? Andrew got three. Kayla got four. Elsie got... Okay. And you're thinking, I've just given the prize to Andrew, and you're thinking, that's not fair. That's not right. I mean, can you imagine this, boys and girls? Imagine it's sports day at school, okay, sports day, and you run your very fastest, and you finish first, and you're just elated, and they give the prize to the person who's third. And you're thinking, that's not fair. I was first. Well, you know, that's the problem in our world. And that's why Jesus wants his friends to pray that God would be first in everything, because he is first in everything. He is first. He's first in that he was there before any of us was there. He was first. He was there before anything was there. He's first. But he's not treated as if he's first. And so when Jesus talks about hallowing his name or his kingdom coming, he's really just, well, let's just pray that God would be given first place in our thinking, in our acting, because he is first. So that would be the first thing that Jesus is asking for. And then he asks us to ask for food. He says, well, he says, give us this day our daily bread. Just think about that for a moment. How many of you eat bread? Hands up, those who eat bread. Okay. Right, hands down. How many of you make your own bread? So how do you get bread? If you don't make your own, how do you get bread? Yes. You can put all of those things together. But how do you get bread? Where does the bread that you eat at breakfast come from? How does it come to your house? You buy it in a shop. You go to Tesco's, don't you? Do you do that? Or your mum and dad does that? Somebody does that for you, maybe? Okay, so how do Tesco's get bread? Yep. Baker factory, something like that, right? Okay, so the baker, how do they make bread in the baker factory? What do they need for it? I think you were saying that, weren't you, Jake? They need, well, what's wheat ground out? Flour, that's right. So where does the wheat come from? Okay, Fraser? Where? Did you say the seed? Oh, seed, sorry, seed, yes. So where does the seed, and so what do you, what, who does what with the seed? Who does what with the seed, yeah. Who does stuff with seeds? Yeah, Orla. Farmers, maybe, do you think, farmers? Is that right? Okay, so the farmer, so it's the farmer then that we need to thank for the bread, is that right? So what does the farmer need to grow a seed in the ground to become wheat, to become flour, to become bread, to get to you? What does he need? He needs water. Where does the water come from? Yep. The clouds, yeah. What else does he need? Somebody else is, as well, he needs sun. Where does the sun come from? Yeah, that's right. That's what Jesus was just wanting us to know. That actually, if you take everything, boys and girls, if you trace everything back, everything, I mean everything, including yourself, you always come back to God. And so Jesus is wanting his friends to remember. Give us each day our daily bread. Give us the things we need. They all come from God. And then just the last thing that I want us to think about. He says to his friends, I want you to pray, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Here's something Jesus says, you need forgiveness. Forgiveness. Again, think of this, boys and girls, just for a minute. Do you do anything that's wrong? Do you ever do anything that's wrong? Do you ever say anything wrong? Do anything wrong? Hands up. All those who, yeah, I mean, we all do. That's the truth about all of us. But actually, do you know the worst thing in a way that we do that's wrong? All of us have done this. We do it really every day almost in some way or another. We put ourselves, we act as if we were first. That's often what we do. We often act as if we're the most important person in our family or in our class or in the world. We put ourselves first, and that's actually where our troubles come from, when we forget that God is first, when we forget to put others first. And for that, Jesus is just reminding us, we need forgiveness. We need forgiveness, and sometimes other people put themselves first before us and they hurt us. And Jesus is saying, well, you need to forgive them too, because if there's no forgiveness, do you know what happens where there's no forgiveness? Everything and everyone falls apart. You can't have friendships without forgiveness. You can't have relationships without forgiveness, because we all at different times get things wrong. We hurt one another and we need forgiveness. And Jesus, when he said that to his friends, he was actually on the way to the cross to die so that we could be forgiven by God. He could take the wrong things that we had done and we could be forgiven because of Jesus. And so forgiveness is just something that all of us need and all of us need to give. And Jesus is just reminding his friends, his followers, of that. And that leaves me with the very last thing, because I know you've listened really carefully to all this well. And it's a story. I wanted just to finish with a story today, and it comes from this place. I don't suppose anybody knows where that is. Anyone know? Anyone out there know where that is? That's a... Oh, Finley, have a go. Sorry? Say that again. It's not London. It's not Jerusalem. It's in Europe. Give you a clue, it's in Europe. Nobody out there? No? Okay. It's Riga in Latvia, which is a long... I don't think we've got anybody from Latvia here. We've got someone from Estonia, but we don't have anybody from Latvia, I don't think. But I wanted to tell you this story, boys and girls, because it happened a few years ago, and that country, Riga, the capital, is the capital of Latvia. It's a beautiful place, Riga. But that country used to be run by people, communists, who thought there was no God and who taught that there was no God. And then all of that system collapsed a few years ago, and somebody was visiting a church in Riga just after that happened. And they were speaking to a lot of young people. They were just, most of them were aged 25 to 35. And they were all Christians. They were all followers of Jesus. But the thing was, when they'd been growing up, when they were your age at school, they weren't allowed to speak about God at all. And so afterwards, this man was asking this woman, how did you come to be a Christian? How did you hear about Jesus before any of this happened? And this is what he said to her. He asked her all these questions. And he said, was there a church in your village when you were growing up? And she said, no. All the communists, the leaders, they closed all the churches. Did you have a godly Christian grandmother who taught you about Jesus? And she said, no. All my family were atheists. They didn't believe in God. Did you have secret Bible studies and that you learned the way of Christian faith there? Was there an underground church in your area? And she said, no, none of that. And so he said, well, what happened? And this is what she said. She said, at funerals, when somebody died, the one thing we were allowed to say was the Lord's Prayer. And as a young child, she said, I heard those words, strange words, and I had no idea who we were talking to, what the words meant, where they came from, or why we were saying them. But when the change came and freedom came, I had the chance to look for and to search for the meaning of those words. And this is what she said. She said, when you are in total darkness, the tiniest point of light is very bright. And for me, the Lord's Prayer was that tiny point of light. And by the time that I had found out, she said, the meaning of the Lord's Prayer, I was a Christian. Now, I don't know if you followed that story, boys and girls, but that's such a... If you can know the God that Jesus is talking about and can understand what he's saying there, then you'll have found not just light, you'll have found the meaning of life itself. And that's really what Jesus came to bring, life in all its fullness.